This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can take control of the airwaves. You may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Did you once trust the government and now no longer do? With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl. And, you know, I don't think so. I honestly cannot recall ever actually trusting the government.
You know, I remember when I was young in, like, middle school, I remember thinking, like, the cops would come and they'd do, like, cop day where they'd bring all their toys out to the school and they'd, like, set up tables and the SWAT team would be there with their guns and all, you know, they actually flew the helicopter in.
Thinking that all of the cop stuff is cool is not the same as... These people in government never do anything wrong.
Well, I don't think that I, at that young age, really had any assessment in my mind as to whether or not they did anything wrong or right. It just,
I don't think I ever trust it because, you know, like, I never really thought about government-y things until probably junior high, and then that was around the time of the Ruby Ridge incident and the Waco incident. And it's like, wait a second, they're killing people here.
I think I probably bought into the propaganda at the very least, and if you want to call that trusting them, I think you probably could. But it didn't last very long. All it took was a puff on a marijuana cigarette to make me realize I'd been lied to by these people.
How old were you the first time you ever used cannabis?
16.
I was 32.
Okay. So... Good news. It looks like we're not the only ones who distrust the government. In fact, people around the globe are becoming less and less trusting.
Where's this coming from?
This is TheGuardian.com, published just yesterday by Patrick Wintour, their diplomatic editor. Weakened and distrusted, central governments around the world have been incapable of responding to the way the internet and social media have empowered populist but previously fringe groups. A unique worldwide survey of government communication chiefs has found. The survey spanning 40 countries is the first international review to reveal how deeply governments feel they're losing control and authority over communications. It shows that they have been collectively shaken by public distrust of governments and are struggling to keep pace with how modern voters gather information and form their opinions. The advent of fake news, the dissemination of knowingly inaccurate news, has only deepened the crisis. A study synthesizing the responses of more than 300 communication chiefs was undertaken by the advertising and strategy group WPP and steered by a global advisory board spanning Australia, Europe, Asia, and America, including leading academics and practitioners in communications, business, and the public sector. Professor Ngeri Woods, dean of the Blavatnik School of Government at Oxford University, contributed from the UK. The shrinking of the center's power and its inability to communicate effectively has fueled populism, radicalization, and extremism, the survey finds. Quote, when people feel ignored, unheard, and unrepresented, they turn to alternative sources of information. If governments do not communicate with citizens properly, citizens will go somewhere else for information.
And sometimes they wind up going to news sites, and I'm using that in air quotes, and they wind up getting, you know, news that's not real. It's not technically satire.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, what people are calling fake news. And there's actually sort
like
of a template for this to where, you know, there's a generator of insert celebrity name here, insert city, insert verb. So it's kind of like, you know, Mad Libs with the news. And people start believing some of it. And then there are people that can't tell satire from obviously fake news stories.
Like a good example of a fake news story was that some people were passing around a story about Bill Murray getting in a bar fight here in Keene, New Hampshire. And if you actually search for Bill Murray bar fight, you find several iterations of the same story
and
from different towns.
Vice actually did a thing where they tried contacting one of the people that is listed as the registrar of several of these fake news sites. And they found that, you know, there's basically a template of insert celebrity, insert municipality, insert action. And, you know, change the words around a little bit in the sentences. And people buy it. And then people see that. And then they go to The Onion and they can't tell that The Onion is satire, even though it clearly says somewhere on their site, this is satire.
Yeah, but not all their stories say that. And sometimes The Onion is so, like, ridiculously spot on.
Here's the thing. If you're not sure whether or not something is a real news story or not, click the About on the website.
And see what they say about themselves.
If they either have no About page, or it says, this is satire, or everything is made up, then it's not legitimate news.
Sure, but that requires, you know, somebody to actually dig a little bit and learn something about their news sources. And I think people should do that. They should take the time to to check their sources.
Yes, they should.
In this case, we're, our source is The Guardian, which is a well-respected news source from the UK. And they say here again that when people feel ignored, unheard, and represented, they turn to alternative sources of information. Now, it does say here that the governments, if governments don't communicate with citizens properly, they'll go somewhere else for the information. Which, of course, you know, you shouldn't be getting your information from governments anyway, because, you know, even if they are communicating to you, they're probably lying to you. So, you know, whatever information or press release the government, whichever government, it doesn't matter which one we're talking about here, you shouldn't trust it. So if you're looking for information, just consider whatever comes out of the government's mouth propaganda, pure propaganda. So going on here, the study entitled Leaders Report, The Future of Government Communication, finds, quote, the Internet has loosened government's historical and collective grip on trust. It has transformed the role of government as providers of information. Social media has created an echo chamber of information that can filter out opposing views and commentary.
And that's actually backed by, you know, a lot of, I don't want to say science, but there are a lot of studies that show that people sort of isolate themselves in bubbles on social media to where Trump supporters, by and large, are not communicating with Hillary supporters.
Sure, they'll even unfriend one another over some sort of perceived disagreement.
Yeah.
If you're a Trump supporter, I'm unfriending you now. You know, some I've seen those posts.
I don't make posts, but if I see people, you know, constantly talking about, oh, Donald Trump can't do anything wrong, I don't want to see that. You're gone.
Quote, it has created a sense that all information's free and equal. Citizens find it increasingly easy to communicate with one another, helping once marginalized groups create vocal and powerful social organizations. The technology has fractured audiences and enabled misinformation to be corroborated by anonymous users and politicians alike at ever-increasing speeds. Further,
That's basically called confirmation bias of, I already believe that Barack Obama is the devil.
Who's
so
with
if
me?
I see a story that says Barack Obama is the devil, then that just confirms what I believe.
Right.
Or if I believe that Donald Trump is Hitler and I see an article that says that Donald Trump is Hitler, it confirms what I believe. Or if I believe that Donald Trump is great and I see something, it's confirmation bias. That's really all it is.
They go on to say that extreme views can appear more mainstream when algorithms amplify them and reflect them back to others with similar views.
And again, that comes from creating the bubble to where if all you see are things that you pretty much agree with, it convinces you that more people agree with you than what really agree with you.
We're going to continue to dissect the story here, and of course, you're welcome to share your thoughts and tell us your story. I mean, we're, as I asked the question at the beginning of the show, were you at one time somebody who trusted the government, and what was it that changed that for you? I mean, for a lot of people, it's getting screwed by the government. I mean, that's usually what will do it instantly. We'll shift someone from being a believer into a critic and a skeptic. The toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can share your thoughts, your experience. Certainly welcome. You can also take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, we've got sex robots and sex dolls on deck. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, Icon Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free. Join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. 855-450-3733. We're talking about governments losing the trust of their people. Stories like this are some of my favorites. I do love it when government loses legitimacy.
Right, and you have to sort of wonder a little bit about whether or not, you know, incarcerating whistleblowers has anything to do with people not trusting governments anymore.
I would hope so. At the very least, you know, to those who are paying attention to the news, I'm sure there are plenty of people who are completely in the dark about all of that. Of course, for those of you maybe who didn't hear last night's show and haven't heard the news, Chelsea Manning is going to be released from prison with a commuted sentence down to being released in May 17th. So we talked in detail about that last night. It's huge news. It certainly doesn't mean that the government's going to stop prosecuting whistleblowers, but nonetheless, it is a little bit of good news. And this is also good news that people are losing their faith in the government. We'll continue that discussion. You're welcome to join us here. But you know what? We've been talking a lot about MyPillow, and it's not just Free Talk Live hosts who have enjoyed the MyPillow. We're now getting some feedback from some of our listeners. One of the ladies on the Free Talk Live AMP group recently posted her thoughts about the MyPillow, and she's liking it. If it's not the best pillow you've ever used, you can actually send it back to MyPillow, and you can get your money back and get your purchase price back. So you go to MyPillow.com, and you can use code FTL, in fact, you should, in order to get your MyPillow at half price. It's a great pillow because it's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. And it also is washable. So that's a feature I don't think I've ever seen in any other pillow. You can wash it and dry it in your washer and dryer. It's awesome. MyPillow.com. Use code FTL. Get one pillow at half price or two for the price of one. And by the way, there's a 10-year warranty on the MyPillow. So you get 60 days to decide if you like it or not. And if you don't, you can send it back. Then again, there's also that 10-year warranty. So they really stand behind their product and its quality. MyPillow.com. Code FTL. The story here from The Guardian seems to be focusing more on the government's information that they give to people and whether or not people are trusting that. But it does touch on the idea that people are becoming less trustworthy of the state in general. And that is what I like to hear, because ultimately governments are going to have to lose their credibility and lose their legitimacy in order for people to truly leave the artifice of the state behind in the dustbin of history, which is what I would love to see happen, just in the same way that we've left chattel slavery behind in the dustbin of history. I think the idea of the state also needs to be kicked to the curb. But as long as people believe that electing the right person is going to change everything, then we're never going to fix this problem.
So the numbers that you have, or I'm curious, do you actually have
numbers? There's no numbers here, not in this version of the story. Now, there may be another version. This is just basically, it's kind of targeted towards, it's actually targeted towards governments. So this survey was done to kind of give the governments a heads up. Hey, you know, shake the baby. You're losing these people. The study's entitled Leaders Report, The Future of Government Communications.
Because I did find some numbers. They're a little old, but I did find some numbers.
Okay.
And it's specifically only in the United States. And the question was, of Americans, how much do you trust the government?
Right.
And 19% of those responded said that they trust the government always or most of the time.
Was this the one where it broke it down and it actually asked people, you know, do you trust the military? Do you trust the police? Do you trust the politicians? And like a bunch of people trusted the police, like a shocking number of Americans trusted the police.
I'm looking here, and again, just, you know, a cursory look. They asked people if it was a major role for government to keep the country safe from terrorism, respond to natural disasters, and these are different categories, ensure safe food and medicine, manage immigration, maintain infrastructure. I'm not seeing police mentioned specifically here, but they also, after asking people if they thought it was a major role for government, if they thought that the government was doing a good job.
And what did they say to that?
Well, so, for instance, managing immigration, 81% said that is a major role for government. 28% said that they thought that the government was doing a good job.
Okay.
69% of respondents said that they thought that ensuring a basic income for those over the age of 65, that was a major role for government. 48% said they thought that the government was doing a good job. 47% thought that advancing space exploration was a major role for government. 51% thought that the government was doing a good job. So more people thought the government was doing a good job on space stuff than what thought that doing space stuff was a major role for government.
NASA is certainly one of the least offensive federal programs, along with the National Weather Service. Those two are probably, you know, two of the better ones, but even then, they're outclassed by private enterprise, like the XPRIZE and the space race kind of situation. And then also, of course, the variety of weather options out there that are much better than the
government. And then I found another article from the Washington Post titled, Americans Are Losing Faith in Democracy and Each Other, and I've not gotten a chance to look into this
yet. Well, let's talk more about the original story here from The Guardian. Again, they're writing this to kind of give a heads up to government administrative types, like, hey, you guys are screwing it up. Here's the survey from, you know, 40 countries that says that people don't trust you that much anymore. Despite the glut of information, communication managers claim the public feel, quote, more apprehensive than perhaps at any time since the end of the Cold War. The report suggests further that, quote, citizens are more powerful than ever in terms of unlimited access to information and can garner support on issues from like-minded individuals faster than the speed with which even the nimblest administration can respond. They have more up-to-date tech than most governments. And I think that's absolutely a true statement. I mean, I remember it wasn't 10 years ago that we were talking about how the FBI was still having trouble with email. Like, they still had a bunch of their agents who didn't have email accounts, and they had, now maybe they fixed this in the last decade, but it was interesting because this was in the middle of the aughts, so only 10 years ago, and all of us have had email for, you know, a decade already, the government was still having a difficult time implementing it, or finding IT people who were willing to stay on the job more than 3 months without quitting, just in frustration of having to work with bureaucracy. And so, of course, governments are behind the ball. They're slow. We've talked about the government's incentives or their lack of incentives a number of times here on Free Talk Live. They don't have the incentive to keep up with the times. And it can be a challenge to keep up with technology, but governments are, you know, worse than a lot of companies are. I mean, certainly companies are guilty in some cases of holding on to technology longer than they probably should.
Right. They would probably still be using the ENIAC machine.
I don't know what that is.
That was the first computer that was basically a glorified calculator that was about the size of the studio here.
Was it that ran on punch cards? Was it that one?
I believe the initial computers all ran on punch cards. But, you know, basically this thing could just do calculations and had no internal memory. They would probably still be using that if they could.
Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You can join us. Share your thoughts. 855-450-3733. Do you trust the government?
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and join us. Here, our number is 855-453. We're talking about people's trust in government, according to one report that's actually targeted at governments, like to let them know, hey, you're losing your legitimacy. You might want to do something about that if you want to retain your power and, you know, people respecting you. The toll-free number here is 855-453. If you want to tell your story about how you lost your belief in the state, or maybe you still do trust the government. Is there somebody out there that actually trusts the government? I'd love to hear from you.
Well, I did mention this survey from, not actually from the Washington Post, but they reported on it. They asked the question, when it comes to American democracy, which is closest to your view? I have lost faith, I have faith, I have never had faith, or no response. How many respondents, or what percentage of respondents, do you think answered, I have never had faith?
And this was done this last year?
Survey results were released October 7th.
American people who have never had faith in democracy.
In the American democracy.
20%.
Six.
Okay, wow.
How many have lost faith in the American democracy?
40%.
You are exactly correct.
Wow.
How many have faith?
Whatever the remainder is.
No, because there were some people that gave no answer.
Oh, okay. People that have faith, 50%.
52.
Okay.
And apparently it's not just the American democracy or trust of government that is declining.
I hold on, before you go on, I wonder if those numbers changed after the election at all.
Possibly. I don't know, because they also asked people, if your preferred presidential candidate ends up losing, will you accept the results as legitimate?
I see.
31% said yes, definitely. 39% said probably. 18% said it's unlikely, and 10% said definitely will not. Hmm. So the numbers probably shifted a little bit. But I don't think it would be drastic. But for over 40 years, Gallup has measured levels of confidence in an array of institutions, mm-hmm. such as media, organized religion, public schools, banks, unions, big business. Congress may regularly receive the lowest rating, as only 9% expressed a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in Congress in a recent survey, which was released in June. But most institutions within and outside of government are at or near historic lows, and yet the problem is even worse. Americans don't even trust each other.
Mm.
In the survey, they found that only 31% said that most people can be trusted, whereas 67% said you need to be very careful in dealing with other people.
Well, you can't blame people when you've got the government out there, which is this kind of tool of violence that people can use to force their viewpoint on others. I can understand why somebody wouldn't be trusting towards other folks, especially if they feel like those other folks are out to get them, specifically by using the government's tool against them, which is ultimately what seems to happen every few years. You know, these people struggle over controlling this violent tool, and then they try to turn it against the people that they want to see behave.
But most people, not just most Americans, but most people do not see government as a violent tool.
That's a good point.
And they don't see that, oh, my neighbor is trying to use government against me. They'll say, oh, the government is trying to do fill in the blank, but they don't see it as my neighbor is asking them to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they might, you know, if it's specifically, here's a petition signed by your neighbors to, you know, remove that junk out of your yard or whatever it might be. So, you know, every now and then they might see it as actually their neighbors. But by and large, I don't think that most people see the government as a tool for doing harm, or that their neighbors are the ones requesting.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. They may not see it as a tool for doing harm, but people who are being harmed by the government hopefully will see it as the government is harming them.
Because hopefully,
I mean, the people that are mad about Donald Trump being elected realize that they may be targeted. They realize that if they're not in power, then those in power may be going after them and the things that they like to do.
One thing that is really interesting, and I saw a variant of this 8 years ago, where now it's saying, if you're worried about how much power Donald Trump is going to have, maybe you shouldn't have spent the last 8 years increasing Barack Obama's power. But something similar happened 8 years ago where people were saying, oh, if you're worried what Barack Obama's going to wind up doing, maybe you shouldn't have, you know, tried giving George Bush all of this power.
A couple of interesting quotes here. I pulled up the executive summary of this this study that The Guardian was writing about here, and we've got a little bit more from The Guardian, but just to kind of insert a couple of quotes. I was looking to see if there would be any statistics in even the executive summary, and there's really nothing. So it seems like, here we go. Here's a little something. Only 40% of citizens trust their government, compromising the willingness of citizens and businesses to respond to public policies. This is under the section called What Are the Key Challenges Facing Government Communicators, which trust is this one here. Declining levels of trust in government have undermined the connection between those who are governed and those who govern them. Even in countries with the highest levels of trust, 1 in 4 citizens do not trust their government is doing the right thing. And then they've got on the next page just kind of this global map with quotes from different folks from around the globe, these communications leaders. These are people within government whose job it is to communicate to the people. Someone from Western Europe, they don't give the name of the quote. They just give a quote and then, you know, where this is from. Communications leader in Western Europe. Quote, there is a heightened individualization. We can no longer send a uniform message to the entire public. It's not possible. It doesn't work anymore. A communications leader in Africa says this, quote, all over the world, the authority of government is being eroded. There is a sense that citizens are beginning to doubt whether government actually can make a difference in their lives. So when I read things like that from people working in the government, it just warms my heart.
It would be a little bit better if he said people are beginning to question whether or not governments are even needed.
That's kind of what he said. I mean, to some extent.
No. That's not what he said.
He says they're beginning to doubt whether government actually can make a difference in their lives. If they're not making a difference, then that suggests they're not needed. Right?
No, because if you find the people that say, yeah, I don't think that the local government can affect my life at all. Okay, so you're ready to get rid of government? But who would build the roads?
Oh,
what
yeah.
about the school?
Well, right. I mean,
the fact that, you know, this isn't going to make an impact on my life, people aren't looking at, the road that is being privately funded could still be funded or, you know, being built by a private company could still wind up being built without the local government. They just look, well, what are they doing specifically for me?
No, I get what you're saying there. And this isn't this news story, this discussion that we're having doesn't necessarily mean that people are becoming libertarian. I mean, it's just a good thing that people don't trust governments. That it's only a beginning baby step, basically. But it's a good news. It's a little bit of good news. I mean, you just read some statistics earlier that suggested that, you know, people like the idea of government being involved in immigration. And what that means is they like control.
Right.
They like the idea of governments controlling things. They don't think the government's doing a good enough job of being statist enough, of being controlling enough. So just because somebody doesn't trust the government doesn't mean that they don't believe in government. So I think it is important to put that out there.
Right. And I've seen stuff to where, you know, other similar surveys have come out and people then, you know, turn it around. Oh, 70% of Americans say that they're libertarian because they don't trust them. No, that's not at all what is being said. You cannot make that assertion and expect anybody to consider you to at all have any sort of relevancy.
Right. You can't jump to the conclusion that somebody is against the state simply because they don't trust the state.
Right.
But not trusting the state is an important first step to opening minds to other alternatives and options. And you can share your thoughts with us here on the erosion of trust in the state. 855-450-FREE or Skype in at lrn.fm.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Pick up whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. Though right now, if you've got some comments on the story about the government losing the trust of the people, not just the American government, but governments all around the world. There's a survey that's been done, and it's being reported to various different governments around the globe. They spanned 40 different countries in what was called the Leaders Report, the Future of Government Communication, basically finding that governments around the globe are piss poor at doing communication with their people, and they're losing trust as time goes on. In fact, the executive summary of the report says only 40% of citizens around the globe trust in their government, and I presume that's, you know, noteworthy because it's likely down over time. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. Better late than never. Jay Noon with us here. Hey, Jay.
Hey.
Thanks for coming in here tonight. No, comments on the story thus far? You say you've been listening on the way in.
Yeah, so I was listening on the way in. And, you know, when I was a kid, there was a guy, he was a DARE officer. And I don't know if he wasn't a DARE officer maybe until I was in high school, but he was basically a guy who kind of hung out. His name was Jimmy Lynch, Palmer cop. Mm-hmm. Super nice guy. And he was definitely, you know, as a youngster, I definitely trusted that guy. But, like, he knew my father, he knew my grandparents and stuff. He'd been around town for a while. But he was, like, one of them decent, like, old school. You know, I remember one of the first times I got pulled over, I was horsing around, and he pulled me over, and he's like, "Hey, laddie, why don't you calm it on down a little bit so we see you next week when school starts?" You know, mm-hmm. I was, like, 17 years old, and he didn't ask me for a license or anything. He just was like, "Hey, chill out," you know. But he was one of them guys who was just cool. But then again, there's
not, you know, looking to make an arrest. To keep the peace.
Just like right before he retired, I was talking to him about like things, and you know, probably I think he retired about 7, 8, 10 years ago, and you know, he was like, "Well, I got a few more years dealing with this crap, and you know, I collect my retirement," and you know, he really wasn't happy with the way, you know, policing had become and the agenda of policing and the agenda of government, because mm-hmm. he was one of them old timers. He was a serve and protect kind of guy. and not, he wasn't into revenue. And even like in high school when he was like talking to us kids, we were all about getting our license and stuff, and he's talking about, you know, the rules of the road and speeding, and of course I had some, you know, really good questions for him. And one of the things that he did say is, he goes, well, the agenda is always pushed as safety when it comes to motor vehicle enforcement. And he's, but, and he says right to us high school kids, he goes, but it's got a lot of revenue, has got a lot to do with it. I mean, it isn't said to us directly, but indirectly it is, you know, hey, let's, you know, you need to earn your paychecks.
Yeah, keep those tickets coming in.
So he was definitely an honest guy. I got no reason to ever believe, you know, he was anything, you know, but honest. And so
you trusted him individually.
Oh, absolutely. I trust him individually. Even one of the cops I dealt with the other night, I would consider, on an individual basis, I do trust the man.
Mm.
And the other cop, I don't even know. But, you know, I got pulled over the other night in town. But, yeah, so individually, there are some agents in government I trust. In fact, one of my best friends now, the reason I met her is she was worked for the Department of Agriculture in Massachusetts. And she actually came to a stable to do one of these stable inspections that I was helping a girl fix up some stuff at about 10, 12 years ago. In our very first meeting, I told her she was trespassing and get off the property. And
now you're her best friend.
She's like one of my best friends. She may even be listening to the show tonight. She's been listening. She's an Uber driver. You know, so individually, you know, just because people work for government doesn't mean they're bad. But, you know, government collectively, true. You know, they can't be trusted because they don't even trust themselves. You know, I mean, they, you know, they're all like attacking one another all the time.
We can continue the discussion. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We'll talk to Zach in Raleigh, North Carolina, listening online via the TuneIn app. Hello, Zach.
Hey, Ian, how's it going?
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, so did you guys catch the Cantwell-Kokesh debate that happened Tuesday?
No, I tuned in just after it had ended. I mean, we'd finished up our show, and I happened to see it as I was uploading the video of our archive to YouTube. I happened to see that Cantwell was streaming it live on his channel, so I tuned in, and it was literally the very end. So I did watch them arm wrestle each other at the very end of it, and Adam Kokesh pretty soundly defeated Chris with both the right and left arms.
Yeah, so I realize with the time conflict, of course, you weren't able to catch it, but I do highly recommend you check it out. And I think that it was a really, really, really good debate. It was a fantastic conversation and two very different perspectives coming together, you know, two prominent perspectives within the
libertarian. So what was the topic of the debate?
Love versus hate.
It was all over the place. I guess you could say, I mean, I think calling a position hate is kind of a straw man. I think that it was more Cantwell. You know, Cantwell's like a libertarian brutalist, if you can even call him that. He takes nationalist stances.
Does he even call himself a libertarian anymore?
I don't think he, at least last I talked to him, I don't think he would use the term libertarian. I mean, he certainly still understands the concepts of libertarianism, but he seems to have gone in a more conservative direction.
Right, right. So it's very, I think he's still an ANCAP, but whatever. So it was really, really interesting. And I think that
ANCAP means anarcho-capitalist.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's an anarchist anymore. I don't know about that.
In the debate, he referred to himself as a very right libertarian.
Okay, so he did use the word libertarian.
Yeah. It was actually pretty interesting, the debate last night. Yeah. I kind of love the pick on Cantwell a little bit about it tonight, just because I listened to it last night, and it kind of reminded me of the Soapbox Derby, MK Lords versus Chris Cantwell at Porkfest a few years ago. I don't know if you guys saw that, but that was hilarious.
So any other observations about it that you want to share, Zach?
Well, so I think that one of the really interesting things that came up was actually, he was asked a question by an observer about would he endorse Kokesh for the presidential run. If Kokesh were to be the favorite person to win, would he endorse him? And it was really interesting because Cantwell brought up the whole thing of, you know, so say a libertarian, a principled libertarian does get into the presidential office, they are going to do, obviously, dismantle the government in the most peaceful way possible. You know, that's kind
of they won't. Just the president himself cannot dismantle the government. They would need the cooperation of Congress in order to do that.
Well, Kokesh's stance is that he would dismantle the government through executive order. That's what he said almost verbatim.
And he said that numerous times. And again, I don't think that you could do that as the president.
I mean, there may be some things that the president could do, like bring the military home or something like that.
But right.
Dismantle the military? I don't think he'd be able to do that alone.
Yeah, well, what he's saying is he would sign an executive order that says the United States federal government no longer exists, period, the end, have a good day.
It's like the exact language he uses, too.
It'd be fun to watch. I mean, it'd be awesome. But he's not going to win, so it's not going to happen.
Obviously. Yeah. But I think that it is actually, it opens up a discussion to the motivation of libertarians who are trying to work within the government. And I think that it is almost the equivalent of, you know, a young child kicking and screaming and complaining about things when they actually don't have any means to do anything about it. And I think that it does.
You're talking about libertarians in general?
Not libertarians in general, because I have, you know, certain people really do have a really good, libertarianism presents a lot of fantastic arguments and really, really good economic ideology. And the NAP is fantastic. But I do
think that's the non-aggression principle. When you say NAP, yeah, that's what you mean.
But I do think that there is this thing with libertarians who try to achieve public office where it's kind of this thing where, like, dude, you're not going to accomplish anything other than maybe, you know, informing a few people, and you're informing the populace, which is, you know, pretty hard to work with.
They're important to inform people about the ideas of liberty, and if running for political office gives you a platform from which somebody will pay attention, there's a good chance that somebody's going to come on board, or at the very least evaluate the ideas in a way that they never have before. I think there's real value. I mean, are you poo-pooing the idea of libertarians running for office here?
A little bit. And what I will
say, what would you propose?
I supported Donald Trump in this previous election. I worked with his campaign here in Raleigh and did some get out the vote stuff. And I think that it really does. We need to look at practical solutions to the problems we're faced with. And I really do think that libertarians running almost. I mean, okay, so say you get President Trump in office. He's had a lot of rhetoric about bringing the troops home. A lot of rhetoric about, you know, shoring up our military at home, kind of protectionist stuff. And I feel like that is so, so much better than the alternative. And when you have libertarians like Gary Johnson getting in there and distracting people from the, you know, the two people that obviously...
Well, first of all, Gary Johnson isn't a libertarian.
You seem to be thinking that there should only ever be two candidates and anything else is somehow horrible and bad and people are stealing votes.
I want to come talk more about this. If you can hang on, Zach, we'll bring you back in hour number two, because what I'm hearing from you, I asked you, you know, what do you want to do to spread ideas of freedom? And you said, Donald Trump? That doesn't work. That's not spreading the ideas of freedom. So it sounds to me like you don't really care about that at all. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.